Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
It is 11 minutes just after 2. You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. It is Heart to Heart with you up until 3 o'clock. I am Sibongile Mofokeng. Give you sounds coming there from Marcel Barden. And the title of the song says, How You Love Me. So, my family, with you, we are with you up until 3 o'clock. At 3 o'clock, Germany, Johan Els takes you through with something else until 4 o'clock. And at 4 o'clock, Lou Kompkwedi Puti takes you through with Spectrum up until 6 o'clock. And then me, Obit Duane, with Radio Pulpit Sports comes through. And yeah, we have just awesome programs for you today. Hoping that you enjoy our every moment with you. Thank you for choosing us, Trudy, as your number one radio station. I'm not alone. I'm with Pastor Ledwell Zavani, and we're talking about dealing with arguments and conflicts in relationships. So a family member says to me, Sibongile, hi, thank you so much for this topic. I do take time out when I'm angry, but sometimes I find myself going back to anger when I start the topic again. Eish. So what I hear the family member saying, Untoma madiswan. Okay, so how do we deal with that? Because yeah, you went out, you took time out, you're like, I'm not going to talk about it until I'm okay, and then you feel okay, but when you start talking about it, the anger comes.
Yeah. Okay, now you see, in that particular situation, the family member needs now to be helped and assisted to learn how to properly handle anger itself. In other words, she's experiencing anger management.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Challenges. I will tell you, you know what the scripture says in a very famous passage of scripture, mm-hmm. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, mm-hmm. Talking about love, and the Bible explaining love. One of the things that the Bible says there in verse 5 mm-hmm. of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the Bible says, love does not behave itself unseemly. It does not seek her own. And then the next statement, it is not easily provoked. Mm. Now, it means here in this case, we are dealing with a situation of provocation. They will go off to cool off, but when they come back and they start to engage in the discussion about the issues, then they experience provocation that, invokes that anger and revives that anger. And so this family member goes back to the very first, position that they were in when they got angry. So the issue there is the provocation towards anger. It means that whatever issues, whatever is happening there, provokes her to anger, regardless of what steps she takes to try and calm herself down, to try and cool herself. But the provocation is the problem. So that's what needs to be dealt with. She needs to learn how to deal with the question of provocation so that nothing is allowed to provoke her to that extent where she loses control and begins to get angry all over again. So counseling becomes very important there.
Okay.
I would urge the family member to seriously seek that.
Okay. This is Rachel Matley says, what if the person is defensive? That is the reason why I get angry.
No, actually, that's not the reason why you get angry.
Mm-hmm.
The reason you get angry is because you made a choice that when someone behaves in a particular way, I am going to respond with anger. It's a choice. Mm. It's unjustifiable. We can try as much as we want to try and justify that, but the truth of the matter is that you choose how you respond to whatever happens to you and to whatever people say to you.
Mm.
God did not create us to be controlled by the environment. He created us to control the environment from within.
Yeah. What I'm sensing, okay, well, she's laughing, but what I'm sensing is that most of us, when we're looking at a person whom we think they are being defensive, goes back to what you said earlier on, not having enough information, like being uninformed about the whole thing, number one. And number two goes back to what Babu Nkosi said, we listen to attack. And it goes back to what you said again, we listen to win the argument.
Yeah. Look, I can give you a very, very practical example, scripturally so. You remember that they crucified Christ, and as they were inflicting the pain on him, hanging on the cross, he said, he prayed and said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He could have said the pain that they inflicted on me provoked anger. So, Father, send the angels, destroy these people. But because he had trained himself to say, like Paul the Apostle said, what shall we then say to these things? In other words, how you choose to respond to the things that happen to you is what matters. Okay. And it's what brings the outcome, the final outcome. Yeah, it's like if you commit an act, a criminal act or criminal offense, let's say it's a violent act, you hurt someone or inflict injury on someone, and then you go to court and then you say to the judge or the magistrate, no, I was angry, they provoked me to anger. That does not justify your action. At the end of the day, you committed a criminal offense. There has to be consequences. So it's your choice and it's your decision, because it says if someone provokes me, I need to learn how to control myself when I am under provocation. I mean, Christ was could have been really provoked to say, Father, I didn't do anything to these people.
Can't take it anymore. Deal with them.
Yeah, but look at how he dealt with it. He went to the Garden of Gethsemane and said, if it be possible, let this cup pass. Nevertheless, not my will, as thy will. In other words, he surrendered to the will of God even before he got into the situation. So by the time he becomes provoked, already the will of God is taking place.
So there are so many things that we need to unlearn. But the question I ask myself is, okay, I found, and I'm asking, it's a genuine question. If I'm wrong, just tell me, I spoke in the way better. But I ask myself, if you truly love someone, if you truly love someone, would that argument even be driven by anger? Would you also take it out of proportion, unnecessarily? Wouldn't you even give them time to explain themselves if you truly love someone? Because if you truly love someone, you want to hear them out. I believe, okay. I don't know. Tell me if nyapeta mfundisi, don't be afraid.
No, actually, here's our challenge. Our challenge is that we want to deal with the situation as it unfolds at the present moment.
Oh.
That's what our challenge is.
Okay. So now, take time to breathe. That's the most important. Okay.
That's number one. But the most important thing is how you build your character, how you build your personality. I'll give you an example. There are people who say, you know, I'm short-tempered. Everybody knows I'm very short-tempered. I have a short fuse. But my question is, you cannot prove that scripturally.
So you're not prepared. So it means that you're not prepared to change that. You are happy with you having a short fuse.
A short fuse. You psyched yourself up that way to say, everybody else must adjust to my behavior.
And understand.
Not me changing myself and improving and becoming a better person.
Kisbongile khaiwan.
Yes. So by the time you know the argument ensues or the situation unfolds, you are ready to say, I'm just ready. Let them just provoke me. I'll show them.
Alpha, well, we are not there.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You know? So instead of working on our personalities and say, I have to improve, I have to become a better person. I mean, for instance, look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13 again, mm-hmm. verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
Says, love suffers long.
Long. Uh-huh.
Number two, love is kind. Love does not envy. You see, so you realize that love is actually patient. Another version will put it that way and say, love is patient. So it means if I don't train myself to be patient, to become patient, I'm always going to struggle when it comes to provocation.
Okay.
Anything that provokes me, I'm going to lose it.
Huh.
And I'm going to explode because I'm not patient. I'm not kind. Now, I'm saying this, connecting it to your statement, that if you truly love someone,
then you'll be patient. So when,
yeah,
then you'll be kind.
You'll be patient.
Then you'll be
kind.
Long-suffering.
Long-suffering.
Okay. Okay. So it's better than to say, let God handle it, because if I do, I'm going to jail.
Absolutely.
I'm going to jail. So let God help me handle it, actually, so that I can deal with this. And then a family member is asking, how long should an argument be?
That depends on the approach, number one.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on the values and the belief systems of the people involved in the argument. Because there are some people, for instance, who enjoy arguments so much that they don't want it to end. They keep bringing it up from this angle, and if you answer them, they bring it on from another angle. You answer that, they come in from another angle. They keep shifting the goalposts. And so that can then take like the whole day. You know, arguing, and then you wake up tomorrow morning, and then it's like, yeah, yesterday, you know, you remember we were talking about this. Yeah, actually, I thought about this and that, and then the argument can continue for a week, for a month. And that's where you find people, you find couples ending up not even being loving towards each other, not being affectionate, not giving each other time because I'm still angry. You know, we still haven't reached that point where I'm satisfied that I've won the argument. Or we've argued enough to the point of where I'm satisfied. So it depends on a number of factors. It depends on the goal and the objectives. When people enter into an objective, are we trying to resolve or are we trying to
win the argument?
Win the argument.
Okay,
yes.
Let me take a family member on the line. Hi, family. How are you?
This is Bongo.
Yeah, Baba Nkosi.
Yeah. Hey, I'm from this Ukulumani interview, man. Ukuthi to be angry is a choice.
Yeah.
Mara thina mfundisi bose sifundiswe ukuthi inhliziyo ayiphakelwe. Thina sifundiswe ukuthi inhliziyo ayiphakelwa. Iyazenzela.
Yeah.
Njengoba uthi sisibonile lashilo ukuthi sifundiswe wrong.
Eish.
Yes.
Iqiniso lento oyishoyo umfundisi uyazikhethela ukuthi ukuthela ngihlale ngitshela abantu ngithi noma uthukuthele uyazikhethela ukufuna ukumxolela umuntu okwenzekayo.
Yes.
Uyazikhethela nokungafuni ukumxolela. Once wazitshela ukuthi yebo zigcwele emehlweni iy'nyembezi uthi mara Nkulunkulu ngiphi amandla okumxolela.
Yeah.
Uzomxolela, uzokhona lokumxolela.
It's a choice.
It's a choice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uma ungathi angeke ngivuke ngishona sejitene, angeke ngivuke ngixole. Angeke vele ukukhona ukumxolela ngoba wena ukhethile ukuthi awufuni ukumxolela. Ne-anger injalo, uyazikhethela ukuthi angifuni ukuthukuthela. ithinto mayiphatha kabi kakhulu thina abantwana bakaNkulunkulu ithinto mayiphatha kabi ungakhuluma ungena endlini ukhuleke uphume lapha sowuthobekile ungasakhulumi ngayo udlule kuyo uyeke inexo udlule kuyo uthi uNkulunkulu indlulise ekaphindi buye kithi akahlulwa ngilutho
Thank you, Babunkosi. Wow. Babunkosi reminds us the importance of when we are overwhelmed by the emotion of anger within an argument to go in, seek the face of the Lord first, reminding us of the words that Pastor Gladwell said, that it's a choice. It is a choice. You make a choice to forgive another person. It's up to you. It's up to you. You can decide to hold on to that. and he's laughing because we've been taught that, no, it just happens, you know. You cannot decide what the heart takes in on or rejects. So the heart decides. But no, you don't. You make a decision to forgive, which is very important. And seeking the face of the Lord is very important to say, sure. But now, as Babunkosi says, seek ye first the face of the Lord when you need him to help you with that. Do you tell your partner, allow me to take a moment. I can't talk about this right now. I just need a moment. Give me time. And then we'll come back to talk about this.
You know, what you're saying is very important. Because it's important to communicate your feelings to your partner at the particular time. That, you know, right now, I'm not okay and I'm not feeling well. I'm angry and I need to take time to cool down.
Mm.
And so allow me that space so that I can calm down. And then later on, when I feel that I am calm enough, we can now engage in the discussion. If during the course of the discussion, after taking time to cool down, taking time to cool down, you realize that you are getting provoked again, and your anger is getting kindled again. Do ask for time out at that time to say, "I'm sorry, I need time out because now I'm boiling again. I'm beginning to boil."
Okay.
And so I need that time. It's important to communicate that to each other.
Okay. We're coming back. Some of us don't even talk. You just shut down. All right. Let's come back. Talk about shutdown. Muruti, I know I have to let you go, but let's just do this and then come back and you know, wrap it nicely. Wrap it up nicely.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic Christian radio.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Busetsa kgwebo ya gago maemong a yona ka go ikwala kwa jago Radio Pulpit. Re na le mengwaga ya go feta 40 re le moyeng, ebile re na le batheletši ba potego ba go feta 400,000. Re fetoga le mehla le mabaka. Re na le ditirelo tša go fapana-fapana tše di tla thušang go kwala kwa jwa kgwebo ya gago. Go humana dintlha ka botlalo, letsetša SANNET go 0-02-334-1254 goba o romele email go sanet@radiopulpit.co.za. O ka romela le lentšu le advertise ka SMS go 3-7-8-7-1. Ditifišo tša setlwaedi di a šomišwa.
The time is exactly 26 minutes, just before 3 and 3 o'clock. Germany, Johan Else is on Johan Else, on something else. And afterwards, from 4 o'clock, it's Lukom Kwedi Puti. Then at 6 o'clock, Dwayne. You don't want to miss what we have for you. And right now, it's Heart to Heart with me, Swangile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock. And we gave you songs. They're coming from Dr. Tumi, featuring Kulichan. Kana, and the title of the song, The Greatest. He's the greatest. And yes, our Lord Jesus Christ is the greatest of them all indeed. And so we are wrapping it up with Pastor Tletwell Zavani as we talk in conflict, dealing with that, dealing with arguments in our relationships. So, Moruti, there are those ones of us who just shut down. Don't even argue. But it is an argument. even though you've decided to shut down, you're not talking. That is you arguing. Because you're using your nonverbal cues. That shutdown. What do we call it again? What do we call it again when somebody is shutting you down and they don't talk to you? What do we call it again? Okay. That ran out of one's mind. But you find people who don't want to talk. They don't greet you for that moment. I don't greet you. I don't. I'd rather talk to you via cell phone, send you a message. Come to dinner. The food is ready. Remember the story of the couple that the other one, we're not talking to each other, and the other one says, wake me up in the morning, I have an important meeting early in the morning. And this one, because she's angry, wrote a note and says, wake up, put it on the side of the bed and left. When the other one woke up and is like, oh, you didn't call, and then he calls the other one, you didn't wake me up. He said, I did. There was a So how do you deal with that?
Yeah, you cannot communicate with silence. And so silence is actually one of the biggest arguments that there is, because silence says, I'm going to disregard you, I'm going to disregard your presence, I'm going to disregard whatever you say, I'm not going to respond to you. So I'm just going to let you talk and not give you any meaningful response whatsoever. And that is a way of arguing with someone, to say, I don't take anything that you are saying. So it's very important to verbalize your feelings, to express yourself, to express your thoughts, to express your feelings, to explain your actions to your spouse and to your partner, so that they understand exactly what is really happening, so that the two of you can then engage in resolving whatever challenges or problems that exist between the two of you. Silence is one of the biggest ways of argument. In other words, if you talk to someone and they don't respond, it makes you even angrier. At times it makes you feel like you're saying foolish things, or you're saying senseless things, or you are behaving in an immature manner.
Yeah.
Silence is very dangerous, because it can even make the other person misinterpret and misconstrue your thoughts and your actions. That's why couples who hurt each other most are those who don't talk, who use silence as a means of punishing the other one or dominating the other one, to say, if you come here and you start talking instead of addressing an issue, I'm just going to look at you and I'm just going to remain silent.
But it doesn't help at the end of the day, because you didn't tackle the issue. The issue is still there. I'm glad that you mentioned that word silent. Yes, we call it silent treatment, where a person will ignore calls or texts, refusing to make eye contact or even engage in conversations, physically distancing themselves from the other, withholding communication, and also, you know, attention and from the other one for days, weeks, sometimes even for months, so that one can punish the other or control the other. But still, at the end of the day, if a person uses that, then the issue, it's still there. It's not addressed. So it didn't help. It only worsens the situation.
Yeah. You know, the challenge in that instance is that the aim is not necessarily to resolve. The aim is to punish.
Yeah.
Now, you see, we are going to different directions now. We are not solving. We are taking a different direction. We are saying, now I'm going to punish you. and the other one remains, you know, confused and feeling hurt. And then they decide for themselves, okay, this, my spouse is probably thinking about this and that. He's probably thinking of that. She's probably thinking of doing that. And then they take action, trying to respond to what they think you are thinking. And then it causes more damage. It causes more harm. Mm. And I've dealt with such situations where you sit down with a couple and they're like, yeah, but you didn't say anything to me. I thought when you behaved this way, this is what you were trying to get at. And the other one says, no, that's not what I was thinking. That's not where I was. You totally misunderstood me. But yes, of course, I misunderstood you because you remained silent. Mm. Had you spoken up and expressed what you were thinking, I would have understood and I would have known how to respond in such a way that we resolve at the end of the day.
We've been taught to sulk. Maybe that's why. Because when you're sulking, you don't talk to anyone.
Absolutely.
You even show it with your cheeks and everything. You know, your cheeks are puffed up. And so, you're like, I'm not talking. All right. So we've been taught the wrong way. What advice do we have at the end of our discussion, Muruti? What can couples do if they cannot reach an agreement where a certain argument is concerned?
Yes. No, thank you so much. Here is one verse of scripture that I think sums it up also very well.
Mm.
That is 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse number 7. It says, but refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather in godliness. You see, here's the problem. Godliness simply means piety, the fear of God. Now, the problem is this. We do not take the time to exercise ourselves in godliness. We simply go to church, listen to the word, come out of church, go back to our old ways of doing things, and we do not take action to exercise ourselves in becoming godly people, in other words, God-fearing people. If we learn to exercise ourselves in that, it will help us to control our moods. It will help us to control our behavior, our actions. It will help us to even control anger. And thus, when we engage in arguments, conflicts, or disagreements, we will do it with the right motive to resolve, rather than to punish, rather than any other, objective, other than or apart from seeking to resolve the matters at hand. So let us exercise ourselves to become godly. In other words, let us become like God. Mm. Learn how God handles us and deals with us, and then deal with each other in the same way. Just as Christ said, we should love one another as he loved us, not as we want to love each other.
Well, thank you so much, Muruti, for ministering unto us today with a sense of humor. I love how God deals with us on Heart to Heart. He brings some humor in it. But we see ourselves in that humor. We see ourselves in that as well, and we learn. And I'm hoping that if there is a couple today that is going through an argument that is, or their unresolved conflicts and all, may they find healing today, as Muruti has been ministering. For family members who would like to talk to you directly, how do they do so?
They can call me or SMS me or WhatsApp me on 071-148-4938. That's 071-148-4938. On the social media platforms, they can just look for Gladwell Zabani. Mm-hmm. The email address being gladwellzabani@gmail.com.
Muruti, may God awesomely bless you. I'm going to just give you a moment to just take our couples to the Lord in prayer. But thank you so much. As you minister to us, may God minister to you as well, minister to all your needs as well.
Amen. Thank you so much. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We bless your holy name. You are God. You are holy. There is no one apart from you. None can compare unto you. None is like unto you, Lord God. We are so thankful that we are privileged to be called your children. We come to you, Lord, in Jesus' name, as couples, as people who are in relationships and in marriage. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you help us. We need your help. We need the guidance of the Holy Spirit. We need the Lord God, Holy Spirit, to give us wisdom to know how to handle and how to approach each and every situation that we find ourselves facing. We face so many things, Lord. So many things happen that leave us confused and that leave us not understanding what is happening around us. That, Father God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you help us and that you raise us up, O God, in the name of Jesus, that you strengthen us and give us the courage and give us the wisdom to know how to communicate with one another and how to converse with one another, and give us the wisdom to solve and resolve all our challenges. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, and we pray that you bless all the couples in the name of Jesus. Amen.
And amen. And amen. Thank you so much, Muruti. May God awesomely bless you. Always awesome talking to you. Have a great one.
Amen. Have a great one as well.
Bye-bye, sir.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
And do remember, family, that he is Gladwell Zabane on all social media platforms. He is Gladwell Zabane. His email address, GladwellZabane@gmail.com. GladwellZabane@gmail.com. And you can send him or drop him a WhatsApp or call him on 071-148-4938. 071-148-4938.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.